What's up, everybody? How's it going? I know you see a few changes right here. I got the World of Floaters logo right here, my big face. I'm going to work on this one. Maybe I need to find some kind of graphic designer. I don't know. It'll work for now. And then also, I got my Reef dispensary shirt right there. And the reason for that is because I have a special episode for you today. I am reviewing the Khalifa Kush pre-roll, and also I'm going to review the Khalifa Kush gummy, pineapple gummy. And first, I'm going to start with the pineapple gummy because, as you all know, that there is some studies out there proving that pineapple enzymes called bromelain can help with eye floaters. And the reason being is because that particular enzyme, that particular enzyme is known to break down clumped up proteins inside the body. And it just so happens that collagen inside the eye, which is a part of the eye floaters as well, because the eye floaters, as some of you know, and if you don't know, it's broken up pieces of collagen and inside layers of the vitreous gel and skin in there. And the bromelain is supposed to be able to break apart some of that clumped up protein and help get rid of the eye floaters, or make them a little bit smaller to help you be able to see past them and not really notice them as much. So that's why I'm excited about this Khalifa Kush gummy right here, because not only does it make you feel very excellent after about 30 minutes of eating it, but it has pineapple in it. And so I'm excited to try this. And so you all know, just as a disclaimer, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Marijuana is totally legal here. It has been recreational since, I believe, July 1st of 2017. So this is completely legal what I'm doing here. But let me just go ahead and tell you, I tried this yesterday and it tastes fantastic for one. It has pineapple in it, so it tastes just like pineapple. You could barely taste the marijuana, even though I love the taste of marijuana, and I'm sure a lot of you do too. But it made me feel real good. There's a lot of medical beneficial properties of marijuana as well. As a lot of you know, CBD inside the marijuana helps with a lot of things. People with all kinds of eye issues like glaucoma and I don't know the other ones just right off the top of my head, but a lot of people with eye issues, they consume marijuana to help them with their eyes. So I did it yesterday to see how I would feel. While I was feeling the after effects of consuming this and also smoking that pre-roll of the Khalifa Kush, it was nighttime, so I wasn't able to see like the difference in my vision, but I'm pretty sure with my eyes being a little more droopy, a little heavier, I probably would have seen some floaters. But I have to say that today, the day after consuming the edible, because this is one that I didn't open, but I opened one yesterday, and after consuming it, I feel great. Today, my eyes do feel very refreshed, and I got a bunch of these pineapple gummies. I'm going to consume them daily after working, you know, just to kind of, you know, see what happens if I consume these for a little bit, because the CBD in marijuana, I expect that to help. And not only the CBD, but it has the pineapple. So I'm excited for that. And now the Khalifa Kush pre-roll, let me just go ahead and show you what this, let me make sure you hear this. Yeah, so this is the pre-roll right here. And I had one of these yesterday. Fantastic strand, Wiz Khalifa. Man, you made some good weed right here, man. Tastes really good, smokes really smooth. And the thing I like about it is it doesn't make me cough and do all of that. I'm not an everyday weed smoker, so it was nice to be able to puff on something that didn't make me just want to hack away. And it made me feel good. I didn't feel like way too high or nothing like that. I felt like I could get things done and be productive. And that I did like about it. So good job, Wiz. So I'm going to go ahead and give a thumbs up on this Khalifa Kush review. Again, you can go check them or go and pick that product up at Reef Dispensaries. And also, as it pertains to my floaters, I'm excited to see how it helps. So far, so good as far as the product and how I consume it and how I enjoy it as I'm consuming it. But we'll see if the marijuana could help with the eye floaters. I do expect this to be kind of a process. So we'll see what happens. And I felt it was only right that I did an episode about marijuana, because last week I did one about nicotine. Nicotine is not a good chemical for the body at all. And marijuana is a natural herb that comes from the earth, and it is medically proven to be good for your body. It cures many things aside from anything that has to do with the eyes. And a lot of you know that. It's not a secret. So I felt like it was only right I did one about marijuana. And so you all know, the nicotine, it did help me focus on not seeing the floaters as much. But we all know that nicotine does have a long-term damaging effect on the body. So again, I just want to let you all know, I do not recommend nicotine by any means. And I'm not going to tell any of you to smoke marijuana, because you have to be 21 plus, by the way, to smoke marijuana. So I'm not going to tell you all to smoke marijuana, but I'm going to tell you right now, if it helps out with the eye floaters a lot, I will definitely keep you up to date on that. Anyways, make sure you follow me on Spotify. Check out the podcast there, Apple Podcast, Breaker, all of those. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, World of Floaters. Subscribe ASAP. Do that now. Anyways, y'all, I appreciate you. And if you appreciate this video and you would like to donate to the equivalent amount that you feel that this video was valued to you, go ahead and do so on the Cash App or Venmo at JIMMYEJR, Jimmy E. Jr., JIMMYEJR. It greatly helps the channel, and I will appreciate that. And most of all, one more time, let's put some emphasis on this. Subscribe now. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed this. And look forward to the next episode. I'm going to be talking with some cool people. I'm trying to broaden the show, by the way. I want to talk about more subjects other than just eye floaters. I'm always going to kind of circle back around to that and keep it based around there. I want to keep on doing videos that help with eye floaters. But what do you all think? Do you think it would be cool if I talk about all kinds of different things? Would you tune in? Would you watch it if I talk about recent news, celebrity gossip, things like that? Or focused on different ways that people express their talents? Because World of Floaters, after all, it could mean many things. And would you like me to review more marijuana products? After all, this is the Khalifa Kush review. Anyways, y'all, I'm out.